izinkan saya berbahasa Inggeris, di mana the revised budget 2023 with allocation of 388.1 billion ringgit, comprising 289.1 billion ringgit operating expenditure and 99 billion ringgit development expenditure, including 2 billion ringgit in contingency savings, with 12 main efforts based on three determinations: inclusive and sustainable economic drive, institutional and governance reforms to restore confidence and social justice to moderate disparities. Here are some of the key measures under the new supply bill, which include government amending Insolvency Act 1967, as I mentioned, to enable bankruptcy cases to be discharged more quickly. And to comment further on this, we have ready on Google Meet is Han Liu, the co-founder of Director of Ringgit Plus. I want to say thank you very much, Han Liu, for joining me this morning with the data that I've just presented, looking at Belanjawan 2023. What's your take on the initiatives to solve bankruptcy cases in Malaysia currently?
Morning, Ina. Budget 2023, big, big move by the government to discharge bankruptcies, what we call small and previously too small bankruptcies. So a bit of context, right? If you think about what the thresholds used to be, before 2017, the threshold to be a bankrupt was raised from 30,000 ringgit to 50,000 ringgit before you could be declared a bankrupt. And then it was further raised during the pandemic in 2022 to 100,000 ringgit. So what the government has done has said, okay, if you have been declared a bankrupt and you owe less than 50,000 ringgit, today you technically are not able to be charged bankrupt, to be declared bankrupt, because you are under the threshold. That threshold was lower last time, so you were declared a bankrupt. So therefore, right, if you have a small amount, you wouldn't be bankrupt today. Therefore, we will release you if you have a small amount, but were declared bankrupt 6 years ago. So I think it's a very, very positive message saying, no, you wouldn't have been declared bankrupt if you were living today. And we are living in today, so we should discharge you from bankruptcy because those amounts would be too small for today anyway, right? And this is very positive because it allows people to get back in the workforce for those who aren't able to get jobs because they've been bankrupt. It allows people, including young people, you mentioned lots of young people declared bankrupt, to start businesses which they cannot do before while they're bankrupt. They cannot embark on an entrepreneurship journey. They cannot contribute to the nation in the way that they would like, because they've been left out of the financial system and in many cases out of the employment system. So I think it's a very positive move. Also, it should be okay for everyone to accept this, because those people will be below the threshold today anyway.
All right. This is one of the positive response we can look through the efforts from Belanjawan 2023. But from the data that I presented just now, one of the main reasons from before COVID-19, the main reason was due to personal loan. Do you think that the assessment to give out loans and credit somewhat failed to predict one's ability to service it?
Yeah, I think two things to say there. Number one, obviously, credit scoring, credit assessment is a very tricky thing. You're trying to predict the future, right? You might be able to give a loan today, and he look at the person you're giving to the loan to, the customer may look like a perfectly a creditworthy person. He's able to service the loan, but you can't predict things like unemployment, right? Suddenly the economy turns, somebody loses their job, they're unable to service their loans. And number two, you can't predict illness. So he looks perfectly fine today. In 1 or 2 years' time, he may get an illness which makes him unable to work. So credit scoring, credit assessment, you know, at Ringgit Plus, we know this, it's a very tricky thing. There are some people who are going to fall through the cracks. But you mentioned personal loan. I think the most important part about why personal loans are the biggest factor of bankruptcies is that they're typically unsecured. It means there is no asset. There's no house or car or business to secure against the loan, which means there's a lot of temptation for Malaysians, right, yet to use personal loans for consumption, to buy things rather than to build businesses, buy homes, or buy cars that can, you know, allow them to work. So I think that those are the two big things to say, those two quick points. Personal loans can be dangerous because they're unsecured, but also a credit assessment on the bank side or lender side can be very, very tricky to do.
All right. So therefore, how can we cultivate and adapt saving nature that could actually help people save money during this time when the reality is that many people don't even have enough money to save? They literally live on debt. How is it, Han?
Yeah, I think it's a tricky one. It's an all of society approach. But to give kind of two, three quick answers, number one, I think the number one rule that all of us need to just get to grips with is don't spend beyond your means, right? What I mean by that is try to spend below your income. The reason why that's important is because if you don't, you have to cover that gap somehow. And typically, that's covered with debt. And then if you cover it with debt, you get into this sort of debt spiral where you have to become bigger and bigger and bigger debts to cover those debts that you've taken. Mm-hmm. So for me, number one step, try to live where you earn and try not to plug any gaps with debt. So that's one. And number two, when we get into the workforce, so second rule of thumb, I guess, when we get into the workforce, when we start earning money, right, there'll be all kinds of financial institutions trying to offer you products. You may be qualified for a loan. You may qualify to get
high loan, a very high amount. You don't have to go to that limit. That's just what you're qualified for. Take that in moderation. Take what you need rather than what you can get. So if you want, that's the second rule of thumb. Number one, try to live below what you earn. And number two, you don't have to take the maximum loan available to you. Just take what you need.
Mm. And maybe to add one, not to live lavishly, but we have also have AKPK and other services to help people manage their finances as well. Although this is voluntary services, but I just want to discuss on the idea of this. Should we let clients who face difficulties in servicing their debt lead or refer them to AKPK straight away?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think the best way to look at it is that there are many, many ways to handle debt, right? The best three ways, I call it in this order, right? Number one, try and do it yourself, right? Organize your debts, pay the expensive one first, and then start looking at the cheaper ones. Expensive, i.e. high interest rate. If you feel that it's still quite not manageable, go with the second option, which is talk to your bank. Frequently, your bank does not want you to go bankrupt. Your bank does not want you to encounter difficulty. What they want is for you to continue paying, right? So talk to your bank, ask them for, you know, a restructuring of a loan privately between you and them. It's a private arrangement. They'll be more than happy to do it. Why? Because it keeps you as a good customer for longer, and they make money from good customers. Then you go to the next option, which is AKPK. AKPK is if you cannot negotiate with your bank, you don't feel confident, you can go to AKPK, get it all sorted for you. AKPK is a agency counseling, Pengurusan Credit. They're there to negotiate on your behalf to lower your instruments to a more manageable level. The one downside there is that you cannot take any more new loans after you go to AKPK. So it's one step right before bankruptcy. But I would encourage people in this order, do it yourself, talk to your banker directly first, then AKPK before bankruptcy.
All right, thank you very much, Han Liu, the co-founder of director of Ringgit Plus. Surely, this is not the end of the world, but we having just difficulties on the financial part. But we have we need cooperation from everyone involved to make sure that we can lessen the bankruptcy level in Malaysia.